Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 14th to the 17th of April, 2025. Hello, how are you? Sorry we're late. Sorry we're late. We did warn you. And well done. Nobody messaged us and asked, where's the pod? So you all listened. You all listened. It worked. You all paid attention. Thank you so much. And listen, you lot, thank you very much for your kind comments in the comment section last week about my writing. I'll tell you all about it in a second when I've introduced this lovely lady. Hello, Ree. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you, Rob. You know, there's time yet for people to complain.
It's so that's true. Morning, yeah, we haven't uploaded it yet, have we? So there is there is time. There is time. If you did miss what we were doing last week, I went away for a little writer's retreat to Devon. It went so well. I got so much work done. I'm so excited about this book. I can't even tell you. I'm really
so
thrilled
impressed
with it.
How much you managed to get done, Rob. So
20,000 odd words I got done. That's two dissertations at uni.
Wait, 20? You said 45,000.
No, the book's 45,000 words in total so far, and I got 20-odd thousand words done while I was away. 45,000 in a week. You having a laugh?
I did think, wow, but even still, 20,000, yeah, that's a very good effort.
Not bad,
well
is it?
Done.
Not bad. I was really pleased. Really, really pleased with it so far. Can't wait to keep going with it. But unfortunately, now I've come back to work, back to world reality.
Back to reality.
Yes.
But, Rob, whilst you were there...
Yes, in
did
Devon.
You eat any... Scones.
Scones or scones, is it, for a start? Scones, yeah.
Scones.
I'm one of these that pronounces it either way, like depending what mood I'm in. You know, like grass and grass. I can flip between the two, yeah.
Either or either,
tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But, yes, I know the question you're going to ask me. I know the question you're going to ask me about
What am I going to ask you?
Just to give you a bit of context to anyone who doesn't live in the UK. Devon and Cornwall, right, they have a war that goes on. If you prepare a scone or a scone, there's a row that goes on whether you put the cream on first and then the jam, or the jam on first and then the cream. Now, obviously, I was in Devon. And because I couldn't remember which one was which when I was in Devon, and I asked the woman behind the counter, and she genuinely said to me, no word of a lie, like really conspiratorially, she leaned forward and went, it's cream first and then the jam. All right, my lover. And don't let anyone around here see you doing anything different. All right. I was like,
oh, God.
For a start, I didn't realise that people actually said my lover. I thought that
did
was like,
call you my lover?
She did. I thought that was a stereotype. You know, like Irish people.
I thought
people
you
don't...
were doing that then.
Yeah. You know, like Irish people don't actually say top of the morning to you. I thought it was like one of them. It's just a stereotype that's been applied. No, she actually said it to me. And she said that, like, don't do it any other way around here. Otherwise, you know, the implication was I'll get beaten up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But to be fair, cream and then jam. That makes sense to me.
I agree.
It makes sense.
Because the cream, for me,
it's
like
the butter. The butter, exactly. You spread the cream first like a butter and then stick the jam on. It makes perfect sense. Sorry, anyway. Sorry if you're from Cornwall. I expect you realise this is going to be our most controversial episode ever. We are going to be inundated with abuse now we've said this. So prepare yourself, Ree. Prepare yourself.
Bring it on.
Bring it
cream
on.
We're
scared. At us. At me. So on to this week's EastEnders. We've lost Sonia. We've lost Bianca.
Yeah.
And we've lost the trumpet. Sad times.
Yes, we are.
Very, very sad.
Yeah, it is sad times. I don't know.
End
though.
Of an
I
era.
It was... Well, I've got many thoughts.
You've got
on
thoughts?
Ending.
Oh, that's a good job. We're doing a podcast about EastEnders then, isn't it?
Right.
So that's a good job. Yes, you're in the right place. And there's some other bits and pieces as well. Avani, we've got Nicola and Zach, all sorts to be discussing in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, we'll kick off this week. We're talking about Avani. And she, obviously... The aftermath of the strip search continues. She's still really upset about it. And she has sort of fallen to the wayside. She's not taking a lot of drugs. She's having a bit of weed, isn't she? I don't think there's
smoking
any other...
Smoking a bit of weed.
Smoking a bit of weed. And obviously, weed's terrible. Weed's a really, really bad thing and they should all be shot. It's because they...
she is young. She's quite
she
young.
She is young.
Starting
she is. She is. She
fair,
is. Amy has arranged a house party.
Yes.
These things never go well in Walford, all right? Underage people having parties in Walford, I've never seen a successful one happen in the whole of EastEnders' history. You know, it
No.
just never goes well. And this one is no exception because she lets slip to one of her dealer friends. Now, for a start, I can't believe how many different dealer friends Avani's had. She's got a good like repertoire of people that she can get drugs from because this is not the same guy that dropped the drugs at her feet so that got her strip searched in the first place.
No, it's not, is it?
No,
But
it's not.
ironically, they're probably all getting it from her dad as well, so she needs to cut
Yeah.
all these middlemen out,
Just,
doesn't
I
she,
know, just to go
really?
and ask her dad. Surely that'd be
Yeah,
easier. I mean, I know
sure, he's
Rami's
got it.
unlikely to say, oh, yeah, there you go, darling. Like, you know, he's handing a fiver for lunch money, but
I agree. However,
there's a
do you
level of
remember
hypocrisy.
who were it he tried to who, Gina, when we
Yeah.
saw her going to randomers, and he was like, look, if you're going to
Come
do
to
it,
me.
do it safely. Come
Yeah,
to me.
come to
I'll make
me.
sure it's all right stuff for you.
This is what I mean. I feel slightly like someone needs to have a word with Ravi and say, do you want to get off your high perch for a second here, mate? You're a drug dealer.
Well, I didn't
Like,
think you were that bad because remember, they were very like, you need to tell us everything. You can tell us everything. And they weren't
yeah.
overly judgmental to her about it.
No,
I
I don't
think they have the
think.
approach of tell us and we'll try
Yeah,
and, you
that's true.
know,
That's true. Because
guide you
Priya's.
rather than berate you for it.
Yeah, because actually, thinking about it, neither of them have actually turned around and said, don't do drugs. That's bad. Because Priya obviously used to be a drug addict and Ravi is a drug
Yeah.
dealer. They're more annoyed about everything that's sort of going on around Avani and the fact of how
Yeah.
she's feeling and is she doing it for the right reasons and all that kind of thing. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
and
fair
why she's
enough.
doing it, not that she's doing it.
Yeah,
Like, if
yeah, yeah.
anything, they've actually got some understanding. So,
Yeah.
fair play. Well, I
I'd
don't
like
know.
them to actually explore that a little bit more, sort of like, but then I guess they need to have sort of Priya and Ravi sort of be slightly above that. And they're not going to have on a soap two parents saying, yeah, no, fine, there's a joint. Yeah, chill.
No, you
They're
can't
not going
do.
to do
I
that, are
think,
they? You can't show that. So,
to be honest, after this week, I think that'll be the end of it for Avani anyway. I
you
think they just
reckon
want
the end
to,
of drugs? Well, she took them away, didn't she? So maybe she is sort of knocking it on the head a bit and she's realised why she's doing it and the sort of world it's leading her into. Like, she's seen EastEnders before. She knows how bad it can get,
she
you know?
knows how
She
this goes,
does.
yeah.
She does. Because she chucks it in the bin. Now, this is, I think it was established that Jack found them in the bin. They didn't show him finding them, but then he sort of came round to the
No,
Panasars
because
waving it around,
when.
didn't he?
I think what happened was because it were a small bag in the bin. I don't know
Yeah.
how anyone can't smell this, by the way,
Oh,
like when
it's
she's walking
pungent,
around, but
isn't
there you
it?
go.
Pungent.
But then I think, you know, when he kicked the dealers out of the house, I think they dropped a bigger bag of it.
Oh,
I think
okay.
that's what happened.
Right,
So I don't
okay.
think anyone, because I was like, how she placed it in the top of the bin, I was like, oh, she's going to go back for that later then. She's just like, placed it delicately in the top, but she
Yeah,
didn't.
like really respectfully.
Don't need to get too angry about
No,
this. I'll
put
just
that down very
place you there.
gently. Lay some flowers beside the bin just to make it all really, really respectful. Yeah, because I thought what was going to happen was that she was going to have like that moment of like, oh yeah, no, I don't need this, and then something was going to happen, and then she was just
I
going to
thought the
like,
same.
and then she was going to take them back, but that never happened.
No.
She, you know, these drug dealers turn up at the house party, and she's like, no, what are you doing here? And they're all sort of like looking around for new clientele. So she tells Amy. Amy rings Jack. Jack comes and waves his ID around and gets rid of them, and then they flee. Now Jack also goes around to the Panasars and says, "Look, this complaint you're making, the officers did it all by the book, all right." And we saw the officers again this week, and that woman, if anything, has become more of a bitch. Like, she's awful, that woman. I can't stand her.
It's a really tough, well, actually, it's not a tough one because morally it's wrong.
Yeah, of course, that's the end of it. It's I think,
That
and I
is
think that's
the
what the
end of it.
storyline's telling us as well, isn't it? Like, I don't think there's any ambiguity about whether the police were in the right or not in this storyline,
No, and do you
is
know what, Rob? We were speculating, was it to do with race? And I don't think they are going down that route because I
there?
don't.
I don't know. I think that they very much left it up in the air as to why it happened.
I think they're just trying to focus on the fact that this happens to kids rather
Yeah,
than.
possibly. Yeah, you could be right, but what the vibe I've got off it is that the fact that it happened is what we're talking about, but the why it happened is very much up to us to sort of
That's true.
decipher,
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
true. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. I'm viewing it a bit differently now. Having said this, I would also fully believe that it could be due to race. I've been racially profiled myself, so for me to be saying it's quite
I
ironic
love
in a
the
way.
story that you told me when you always go to the airport.
Well, do you know, and do you know
You
what?
always get checked. You're like, lucky
Funnily
me.
enough, whenever I travel with my white partner, I don't get pulled to the side for random
No.
security checks.
I
Isn't that
know.
funny?
Isn't it
It's
weird?
not
And
funny.
then when you don't and you're traveling on your own, you're the one that gets stopped for random checks. Aren't you lucky?
Yeah, usually at the boarding gate as well.
Yeah. Funny that, isn't it? Funny that.
Anyway, we'll be able to play on that.
I know, right? It's a separate podcast. So Priya and basically the thing that Jack is basically saying is the only way this is ever going to kind of progress is if Ivani goes and makes this complaint herself. So Priya tried to persuade Ivani to do it, and obviously Ivani's like, "No, I want this all
Which
to
I don't
disappear and
get,
go
by the way,
away."
either. Why is the parent complaint not enough when she's, what, 15? Why is
Yeah.
that not enough? Why have they got to have a person? Oh, I guess maybe from a legal side, you need to see the effects from the
Yeah.
person. But when
Because
they're at that age.
I agree, but I bet that they will get 100 complaints a week from parents who want to storm in there and say, "How dare you search my little darling? They would never do anything like this." When, you know, so I guess that
Which is a
maybe
problem in
Ivani complaining,
itself.
oh, absolutely, but then I wonder if Ivani complaining herself makes it that little bit more serious and makes it that little bit more official because it happened to her and she's relaying exactly what happened to her. So I think that's maybe the route they're going down with it.
I'm wondering if it's like from a legal perspective, they can show the mental health damage, like the
Maybe,
mental
yeah.
health impact it's had to
Yeah.
Ivani, whereas they're not showing that from a mum who's just like,
Mm.
how dare you?
Yeah.
But still, like, why is this a legal thing? Like, this is very worrying. This is very worrying that this is allowed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
it is.
don't
The
understand it
stats,
because,
was it? The stats from it was like 600 odd underage
yeah.
kids were strip searched last year or something like that. It's crazy. Absolutely mental. And they can't
And
all of
all they
them.
need, I mean, it's not like Ivani was in the room, they could have just waited for, I know they were like, oh, got an appropriate
Yeah.
adult, another stranger.
Yeah.
They could have just waited for a parent to come.
Yeah.
Like, or a guardian, if that's the case, because what's she going to do if she has got anything? If they have got anything on her anyway, you're in room with them. I don't
Yeah.
understand the need.
Did you get the sense that Jack is softening towards it slightly? Because we, at the time, when it first happened, we were all like, Jack's an arsehole because Jack made this happen. But now I'm sort of wondering whether Jack has sort of like, yes, he's a policeman, so he's got that sort of like dedication towards the force ingrained in his head. But at the same time, I got the impression when he was talking to those two officers that he was sort of like, not sure about this. That's.
It's because he can relate to it because he's got Amy, who is
Yeah.
daughter the same age as Ivani, who was actually in that. Was she there, Amy, when it happened? Yeah,
Yeah, she
she was
was.
there when it happened. It could have very easily have been Amy that it happened to, and he's thinking the impact he knows it would have had on Amy. So I think the fact that he can now relate to it, and it's Priya who's helped him see it from that perspective as well. Had it been Ravi trying to put that
Oh, not a
perspective to him,
chance.
maybe it'd
Not
be
a chance.
different. But still, Jack didn't help on the day when it happened, so maybe there's a bit of guilt there as well.
Oh, I think there's guilt there because Jack at the time was being really reactionary about everything, wasn't he? Like he was the one that was
Well, a
saying
dad's
like
drug dealer, so you'd have a question about it.
exactly, yeah, exactly. So Ivani goes into the laundrette and sees Yolandi, and you know Yolandi does Yolandi and sort of instantly senses there's something wrong with you. Tell me immediately, and Ivani tells her about what happened, and Yolandi's not going to take any of that shit. Like Yolandi's. Storms around to the police station and makes her make an instant complaint. Yes, Yolandi, Queen, love
Yes.
her, love that woman.
We say she stormed around. I would have kind of liked to have seen the conversation that they actually had where she
I don't
managed to
imagine there was
appeal
much
to
of one.
Ivani.
Don't imagine there was much. She closed the
And see,
laundrette
I think
and
that, no,
stormed
I
her
don't
right
think she
round.
would, I think she'd have been quite sensitive given what's happened to Yolandi
Oh, but
recently.
I think that's exactly why she would have been
Yeah.
like, you come with me, young lady, and sort of got it done that way. I know what you mean. I would like to have seen a little bit more
Yeah.
of, because just because it's Yolandi, and I always want to see more of
Yeah,
Yolandi. So
exactly.
I think it were, yeah, I get what you mean. It might have been nice to sort of see more of the initial, because it went from Ivani saying, no way, to talking to Yolandi, and all of a sudden she's at the police station making the complaint.
Yeah.
Like, we can imagine the conversation that took
Yeah.
place, but it would have been nice
Yeah.
to see it.
Yeah, just to see a little bit would have been nice.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you're going to do it? Yeah, we're okay. But it
Yeah.
worked as well without, but it would have just been
Yeah,
nice to just see
absolutely.
it.
Yeah,
That's it.
completely. Yeah, we're just being pernickety, maybe. So she makes the complaint. So now what happens, do we reckon? Do you reckon this is going to
Well,
make a difference? The
do you know
fact
what?
that
I
they've
am
shown
glad.
those police officers again
Yeah.
makes me think that
This isn't the end of
we're
it.
getting a no, and we're going to get maybe
Well,
some form of comeuppance or at least some more of this story.
I am glad that because we were speculating when she went and picked up the drugs after it happened. Oh no, Ivani, now you're going to get caught with them and now they're going to
Yeah.
go, well, so I'm glad
Yeah.
that they've not gone down that route, actually.
Yet.
I'm very
Yet.
glad. True. Because Jack knows that she's been
Yeah. She's not out of the woods
around it,
yet.
doesn't he?
She's not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, that's true. So I hope that they don't do that with her. Because if they go down that route, because they, yeah, you're right, they could still do it because she's only turned to the
Yeah.
weed and because of what's happened to her,
Yeah,
haven't
but they won't care about that. The
No.
fact that she's still doing them. No matter why you're on the drugs, you're still on the drugs. They're not bothered about
I
the
mean,
whys and the hows.
at the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to happen. I think they'll just go in the eyes of the law, we did nothing wrong, because EastEnders can't change the law.
No. I can't see a way for them to make Avani win this. It doesn't
No.
seem like it's possible. Just
No,
because
she
of the
doesn't.
way that, if it, unless I think the only way that they're going to do this is if Jack turns around and says, and kind of gives a more sort of official account of what he believes probably happened.
Yeah, but
But
even
then,
still, what can Jack do, really?
I don't know. I mean, Jack apparently can do anything within the police force. The
Well,
amount of time someone goes and
that's
turns around
true.
and Jack and goes, "Can you sort this?" And Jack's like, "Yeah,
He's
it's
like,
fine.
I'll have a
Leave it with
word.
me. I'll have a word. Leave it with me." So Jack's
Yeah,
got
but it's all about who
insane
you know,
influence.
Rob, so there is that.
We shall have to wait and see, but I like that it's kind of keep going. The fact that we saw those two officers again suggests that there's more to this storyline still to come. I thought it was interesting that she turned around to Jack and said, "You've gone soft since you've come out of uniform." So that's what kind of makes me think that maybe Jack's gonna sort of have a kind of mellow out after he's had that initial sort of blow up about the fact that Amy was involved in the first place. I'm just looking for someone to blame. I wonder now he's seeing the effect that it's having on Avani, whether he's going to be more on her side about the situation.
And
Maybe.
also, we've seen Amy's quite open with Jack, and she's told him the truth about what happened,
Yeah.
about how it wasn't Ivani's. So if he is actually going to believe that, then he can see morally that it shouldn't have happened and that it wasn't they weren't her drugs.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised Amy was like, Dad, I'm having a party, and then when it went wrong, that's a great relationship to have with your kid though. Like that
Yeah.
she, you know that she can ring you and you're not going to get her into trouble because the wrong person's turned up.
Yeah.
So the fact that Amy can be that open with him, he's going to believe that on the day actually they weren't Ivani's, and then hopefully he's going to have more sympathy about the situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We shall see. The only other thing I have to say about this is that can you imagine if Denise and Ravi had got together through the choice and Denise was an extra influence in this storyline? That might have been interesting, wouldn't it?
It would have been very interesting. There's a lot of
Wouldn't
scope
it?
for Denise to have been involved in all this. Where
We
is
haven't seen
Denise,
her.
by
We
the
haven't
way? We
seen
haven't even
her
seen Denise and
once since
Jack.
the
We haven't
choice
seen
was
Denise
made.
and Jack doing
No.
this. Yeah.
It's almost as though there's no storyline in Denise and Jack, isn't it? It's very odd. Very
Now,
strange.
don't say that, Rob.
No, can't be. Honestly. Right, ladies and
No.
gents, let's move on to the next story. So, on to Nicola, Zach, and Barney now. Right, I'm just going to say this straight off the bat. Barney and Avani, I am so shipping. I want this to happen. I think it's adorable. Barney's adorable. I think his little crush on Avani is adorable. I want this to happen. All right,
Yeah,
that's my
agreed.
two cents on that. Okay, and he is starting to feel a bit self-conscious. And I think if you had Harry as a brother, you would feel self-conscious about that sort of thing, wouldn't you? 100%.
There is that, but I also think some of it was just where Teddy were like, who got him thinking it?
It
Because
was
he didn't
Ted.
seem
I think it
like,
was Teddy. Yeah,
yeah. I
yeah.
don't
It
think
might
he'd
have
have
been.
necessarily thought it to start with, but then when Ivani walked past him and then Teddy made a comment, I think he's
Yeah,
kind of put it a bit in his
to
head,
put it in his
hasn't he?
head. Yeah, for sure. And so
Also,
a
great
first.
storyline for Zach to get closer to him, so win-win, right?
Exactly. So, Barney at first is sort of like, "Well, I'm not asking Harry because that's just going to be embarrassing and he'll take the piss all day long." So
Yeah.
Zach overhears them talking about it and sort of sidles over and says, "Looking for a gym person, are you? I'm here for that." And Teddy at first is a bit like, "Why? What do you want? I'll do it for free," says Zach. So the pair of them sort of put their differences aside. Obviously, Zach has his all own interior motives. Interior
Yes.
motives, ulterior motives.
Ulterior motive.
Ulterior motives. Because obviously he wants to get close to Barney. And it all seems to be going well at first. They're getting
Yeah.
on, they're going for runs and stuff, and Barney's starting to feel a little bit more confident and sort of like, "Oh, this could work, this is good." Until Nicola returns home. And
Ha
the first thing she discovers is that this is going on. So
Yeah.
she storms round to Zach and says, "No, that's not happening."
Tell
Zach
me to
tells
get
her,
my lads back on you again, she says, doesn't
"Yeah,
she? Pretty
exactly."
much.
Zach tells her to do one. And then she overhears Tommy and Joel being lads. Now, it's very much being established now that Tommy and Joel are just the little shits of the square now, aren't they? That's
Joel
the.
seems like a proper wrong-un to me, though. There's something about Joel.
I don't think he's a proper wrong, and I just think he's a little shit. I think there's a difference.
Oh, and I think he is a proper wrong-un. We don't know him well enough yet, do
We
we?
don't know him
Could
well
go
enough,
either way.
and it's interesting that they've put him with Tommy. So I'm quite happy for this to sort of just, they're just the little shits of the square. I'm quite happy for that to kind of go on and Joel not to be this dark kid. But the
What has
fact
he
that
done that's costing all
they've,
that money now? Do you know what I
we don't
mean?
know what's gone
Do
on
that
there yet.
mean?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So we don't know what's gone on there yet. So you could be right. But regardless, at the moment, now, you obviously, Nicola knew what was going to happen from this, right?
Yeah,
She
of course
must have
she
done.
did. Oh,
She must have
I
done.
don't
She's
know how you
evil.
can do that to your kid,
She's
especially
evil.
Barney. Like, what
I
is wrong?
know.
Well, I know what's wrong, but
Yeah.
that would twist it. She heard him laughing and
She
thought,
is.
oh, great, your two lads are going to take piss out of him. I'll pay you
Yeah.
20 quid to go and do it then.
20
Oh,
quid
and
as
then,
well. 20 quid just to
oh,
go and bully my son.
yeah.
He
It would.
twisted.
And I thought, like, Zach needs to go and have a proper word with Tommy and be like, mate, I've helped you out loads. Like, don't be coming
Yeah.
into my workplace doing that kind of thing. Like, are you for
I
real?
agree. Yeah, I'd quite like that to happen. I don't know if it will though.
No.
So obviously they go in and start like taking the piss and filming, and Barney kind of runs out in tears and it's all very sad,
Classic.
and tells Zach, well, essentially thinks Zach has sort of been spreading it around that
Asked
he's
them.
doing, which I thought was a bit of a sort of tenuous link for him to make. Like, why would he assume that Zach was the one that was spreading it around?
Because they said, it's because Nicola said to him, oh, don't say anything, but Zach really wants, like, you to cheer him on
Oh,
the
right.
sidelines. And then when they were recording, they said, like, I thought this is what you wanted. You
Yeah.
wanted us to come down and cheer him on. They said that to Zach. So then
Yeah.
Barney were like, you invited him.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, it was a few days ago. I've travelled and stuff since
I
I saw
know,
that
no,
episode.
it's
I do
fine.
apologise. So this, where does this, is are they is he, is that going to be able to persuade him again, or what do we
I
think?
don't know. I can't decide. I think maybe in a week or two, when the embarrassment's like faded for him, or he can guarantee that that's not going to happen again. But it depends whether they've shared this footage online and, you know.
Which is what they do,
Also,
isn't it? They do that now.
you'd hope that kids would just see that they were the ones being mean because Tommy's there, like, oh, he's about to cry, get it on camera. Like,
Yeah,
what is wrong with
like,
you?
it's, yeah, I mean, it's just bullying. This is the thing, someone like Tommy, I think it's any opportunity where someone feels worse about themselves than what you do, and you just kind of cling on to that and make sure that they still feel worse than what you do about yourself, or at the very least, as bad as you, as they feel about themselves as you do. That's what that is, isn't it? Whereas Joel, I think, is just sort of like, either a wrong'un or sort of just like enjoying that stupid teenage boy brain where it's.
I think they're a bad influence on each other because I can't
Yeah.
imagine Tommy doing that if he was on his own. I don't know about Joel because we don't know
Bullies
if he
never
was on
do it
or
on their
not.
own, mate. They always do it in front of their mates to impress their mates. Bullying is very rarely a
No
single.
comment,
Yeah.
Rob. No comment. You know, I don't want to get accused of
Of
hating all
what? Having a
men
go at
like
bullies.
you get
Can't say out
accused of
these
hating
days.
all women.
Yeah. So there you go. That's kind of going to kick. I feel like that's going to be sort of more developed next week. I feel like it was just
Yeah.
sort of, because it happened at the end of the week, didn't it? So I feel like it's just going to
Yeah.
be something that rolls into next week. I'm glad that Nicola's back, twisted as she is. She's one of these characters that you just don't know what she's going to do next, and I love
No.
that.
The audacity of her to be
And
cuddling him like there,
it's
Barney, and
awful.
smirking over his
She's
shoulders
a
and
horrendous
Zach, and
woman.
he's
I love her.
like,
She's a
Zach's not
horrific
gonna
human
let it
being.
drop. Zach's
No.
not gonna let this drop.
Do you think he's
He's
worked out
fuel
what? Do you
fuel.
think he's worked out what she did?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
knows that she did it. The
Yeah.
smirk just confirmed it for him, didn't he? I think he already
She's
suspected
got
that
that
she was
smirk down,
with
hasn't
him.
she? The classic soap bitch
She's
smirk. She's got it. I love
brilliant.
her.
Long live
She's such
Nicola.
a good character.
Brilliant.
I'm so excited to sort of see where, how mad she could go. Like, she's, especially with the upcoming stuff with, the
Harry's
site and all of that kind of
girlfriend.
thing, Harry's girlfriend. Clearly,
Yes.
the more desperate she's gonna, because she's gonna be one of these women that the more desperate she becomes, the more
The more
crazy
Nicola
she's gonna
she
become.
gets.
I can't wait. Bring it on. Right, ladies and gents, before we get to Sonia's and Bianca's exits, let's have a conversation about poor Nigel. On to Nigel now. His condition is getting worse, isn't it? It's just, oh, every single time we see Nigel, I just want to reach through the screen and hug the poor man. Like, it's so sad.
It's more heartbreaking every time we see
Yeah,
him now.
it
Like, we're
really is.
definitely on the journey of it starting to get worse, I
I mean,
think.
how long do you reckon we've got him for? Because realistically, they could make this last until, I think, the end of the year.
I've seen somebody online speculate Christmas might be a good time, you know,
Yeah.
for it to come to an end, the
Yeah.
storyline kind of thing. So
Yeah.
maybe.
September, they tend to like do big stuff, don't they? So I could see maybe
Yeah,
either
true.
September or Christmas, I could see this happening for,
When did he
unless.
start with us? He might be on a year contract.
Yeah, I
Is
think,
that
well,
around
it was last
Christmas?
Christmas. Yeah, he turned up on Christmas Eve,
There you
so
go.
year's contract, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We reckon Christmas then.
Oh, I
I
don't know
know.
how fast. I don't. You know. You probably don't know, but with early onset dementia, is it a quicker
I don't know.
like
I don't know.
progress, or
Yeah,
is
I know what you mean.
it,
I know what you
or
mean.
does
I don't
dementia
know.
affect everybody differently? I don't know.
I think he even said this, doesn't he? Like, if it affects everybody differently, it's not a simple case of how long have you got. Like,
No.
they don't work it out like that with dementia, I don't think,
Yeah,
do
because
they?
I feel like with like my granddad, it felt like quite a few years
Yeah,
for
yeah,
him.
yeah.
It's awful. It
It's
is
awful.
horrible.
It really is. It's cruel, cruel disease.
Yeah.
And so what we got this week was him wandering into the video store, and I thought it was really nice the way that they did that. Like, he sort of he's kind of convinced that he works in the video store again. He's sort of forgotten about the calf, and he sort of walks into the pharmacy as it is now.
Yeah.
And I love the way that they sort of had like the video stuff all sort of on the outside, and he walks in, and it's a pharmacy, and he's sort of like, "What the hell's going on here?" Like, I thought that was really nicely sort of
It was
subtly
quite,
done.
yes, it was subtle because it's clever because it's not like we saw him staring at it. It's just that in his mind, that's out of the corner of
Yeah.
his eye, and that's what he can
Yeah.
see out of the corner of his
Yeah.
eye rather than him analyzing something in detail
Yeah.
and thinking it. Yeah, it was really,
It's just
really
all
cleverly
about the
done.
way that you do these things, because so often, like, the soaps tend to go down this sort of really sort of extravagant route, you know, with blurry
Yeah.
cameras and all that kind of thing. You
Too
don't need to do
surreal.
that. Yeah, you
Yeah.
don't need to. It takes you out of it, doesn't it? Whereas if you
Yeah.
do it as subtly as they're doing this, it's similar to the way that they did when Denise was having a psychosis. They didn't go crazy with it. They just sort
Yeah.
of, no weird sound effects or anything like that. They just sort of made it
Just
happen on
Keanu
screen.
appearing from
Yeah,
curtains and that kind of thing, you know?
just naturally creepy with
Yeah.
no sort of
No, it didn't
fanfare to
feel.
it. Yeah,
He
it's.
didn't take you out of the moment and go, this don't feel real. That's when you
Yeah.
know they've done it right, isn't
Yeah,
it?
absolutely. And
Yeah.
it does feel real. It was really,
Yeah.
really well done. Gene and Nigel, this looks potentially to be quite a nice little friendship that seems to be developing here.
Yeah, definitely. Jean's a nice person to be. And but then again, like Jean's got a lot going on, so I guess this could play into hers and Harvey's relationship even more that she's
Yeah,
decided
maybe
to
put up an
take
extra
on
bit of
somebody else to look
pressure.
after.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Because she does that, Jean, doesn't she? Like,
Yeah.
she'll see a project and sort of like
Yeah.
become quite sort of really intense about it, won't she?
I think as well, just because it's a I know she doesn't know exactly, but because it's going to be mental health related, I
Yeah.
think she'll always be there to try and help someone because she
Absolutely.
can just
Yeah.
relate so much, can't
Yeah,
she?
because she's an advocate for sort of, and always has been this. When Jean's in a good state of mind, if she sees somebody struggling with any sort of mental health, she's on it, isn't she?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
yeah, it's going to be interesting to sort of see that kind of follow through with Jean. Not forgetting about Yolande's involvement in it as well. Hopefully, I hope that
Yeah.
continues.
Yeah.
So.
Phil's noticing it as well, like, because then Nigel seemed quite. Because he got muddled up, didn't he? So in some ways he seems capable, and then he said, "Oh, I need to go to the calf now anyway." And then he went, "Oh, Mr. Leeson's going to think I'm late." And it's
Yeah,
like,
he's just
you
getting it
think
all
that
sort of
he's,
muddled up. He's not
yeah.
going to be able to do the cath much longer, is he?
You wouldn't think, and I think more and more people are going to start
Yeah.
realizing soon.
We're getting
Jean's
to that
already bumped
stage.
into him.
Yeah, Gene's, I think, I got the impression that Gene worked out what was wrong with him quite quickly, because it's
Oh, do
quite,
you?
I think so, because I think it presents itself as quite a distinctive thing, doesn't it? When you're sort of walking around and saying, that's a building that hasn't been there for 30 plus
That's
years is
true.
what it is now. It's quite a sort of like, I
Yeah.
think I might know what's wrong with you, mate. You know, it can be.
Yeah, no, you've got a point
There's only a
there.
number of
Yes.
there's only a very small amount of things that could lead you to do that, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, or maybe she's suspecting psychosis, but again,
Maybe,
like you
yeah.
say, it's quite a specific thing when you're referring to something that, like, from the past. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, Rita and Corrie, when she had a brain tumor, she was doing that sort of thing. I seem to remember.
I was going to say there's quite a few illnesses that can make you like that anyway, in fairness. Like,
Yeah.
did you know that when the elderly get a UTI, it can present as dementia?
Really? No, I didn't know that at all.
Yes. I've
No.
learned that the hard way with my nan.
Yeah, I
Yes.
bet.
Can present
Yeah.
as yeah, it's quite bizarre actually. So yeah, there could be other things, I guess, in a way that
I think
could
that's the f I
present.
think I think dementia might be the first thing she'd jump to, though.
Yeah,
I
probably. Then
think.
again, you know, you wouldn't think he's the age for dementia, so you never know.
No,
But I think
but
we'll find out next week.
yeah,
It
I think this
depends
is going
whether
to be.
Phil's going to be open with her about it, because he's still respecting his privacy at the moment. But then at what point does he have to go, you're not capable to make
Yeah.
that decision anymore, and for your safety, other people do need to be
I
aware of
think that's
it.
the thing. It's getting to a stage now, I think, where people have to know what's going on. Because if they
Yeah.
see Nigel sort of wandering around on his own, they need to be at a stage where it's just like, you're right, Nigel, everything good? Like, what's going on? You're okay.
Even I know about a neighbour near me who's got dementia. Like,
Yeah.
and you know, I wouldn't exactly say I'm like EastEnders in the community kind of thing, but even I know that there's a man who's got dementia in which house he lives at.
Yeah,
So
and you need to
there
sort of
is
be
a
aware
point.
that if he's wandering around at 2 o'clock in the morning in his pyjamas, something's probably gone a
Shouting for
bit.
somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to get to that stage pretty soon with Nigel, I think. I've seen a few pictures that sort of suggest that we're going to get a lot more of the storyline next week. So I say I'm looking forward to it because Paul Bradley's been incredible throughout this. And I am enjoying this storyline because I'm enjoying Nigel. But at the same time, it's like wanting to be sad because it just makes me sad. It really does. They're
It's
doing it very
horrible,
well.
and obviously, like people with dementia, don't get me wrong, they're suffering and everything, but sometimes it can be worse for the people who
Around
are
them,
living
yeah.
alongside that person because, in a way, they're not aware.
Nigel said this
In
at the
fact,
start, didn't he? When he was talking to Yolandi about it, he said that the reason he left Julie is because he's got the easy bit. Julie was going to have to be the one that would watch him forget her and all that kind of thing.
I mean, I dare say, though, having said that, but the stage Nigel's at now, where he's a bit in between, is probably
Yeah.
the worst part. Once it's
Yeah.
took over, they're kind
You're
of not
unaware.
aware.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
basing this on my
Your own
experience with my
experiences. Yeah.
granddad, yeah,
Absolutely. Yeah.
where towards the end, it were like, do you know what? It's not as bad as like a year ago because you're not even aware that you've got it
Yeah.
now. And
Yeah.
you sometimes have to kind of indulge whatever fantasy they're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
Sad.
strange. It
It's
is sad, very
cruel. It
sad.
really, really is. So more
Poor
to come with
Nigel.
that next week, I think. But oh, it breaks my heart. Right, final section of the podcast. Julia's theme has played. Sonia and Bianca have left the building. The end of an era has arrived. Sonia's gone, Bianca's gone, Bex is gone, and they've all gone off on the back of a boat. With Julia's theme tinkling away in the background and Sonia cacophonizing into a trumpet. Lovely.
Brilliant. A lovely
Brilliant.
ending.
Wasn't it just? So this week played out. At the start of the week, I was pissed off, all right? Because they were doing this whole thing with Kim and Mo.
Oh, God.
Oh, winds me up. Why are they doing this with Kim? It drives me mental.
Do you know what? It's almost like they've gone, we need to fulfill some hours in your contract, so we're just going to make Kim do this bit. Because really, it should have just been a total stranger for me, that. Also,
Yeah.
so unrealistic, like being there while Bianca's having a panic attack.
Kim's had panic
Kim?
attacks. Yeah.
Kim?
Yeah.
Nah. I'm Mo. I'm Big Mo. What have they turned Big Mo into as
Mo
well?
is a horrible character these days, a lot of the time, isn't she? Like, remember a few weeks ago when she was literally taking the piss out of Phil for an attempted suicide attempt. That was awful. Like, why are they making Mo like this? It's kind of
I
like,
don't know.
it's like they don't know what to do with Mo, and they're sort of just turning her into this really horrible old woman. And it's just like, can you not? Can you just sort of, I mean, I know that she has always been rough, let's not pretend, but it's
Not
like,
nasty like this,
yeah, and
though.
it is
It is
nasty a lot of the
nasty.
time. Yeah, yeah. And as for Kim, like shoving a camera in Bianca's face when she's clearly in the middle of having a panic attack, it's just like, come on. This whole Kimfluencer thing just isn't funny and it just annoys
Yeah, I
me.
agree now.
It
Yeah, I'm
just
over
gets on
it.
my nerves. It really does. So I hope that they sort of wheel back on it a bit because it's driving me mad. It really,
Maybe
really
they can
is.
make Kim get cancelled and then it'll all end.
That would be interesting, actually.
There we
That would be
go.
a really interesting storyline to cover, like sort of like yeah, so you want to do all this. Well, let's see what happens when you do something wrong and
Like
then
filming someone having a
film
panic
like
attack.
yeah. I think that would be actually be that's a very, very good idea, Ray. Fair play.
Soz, you're
Yeah.
welcome, EastEnders,
Yeah,
if you
there
want
you
to
go.
use that
There you go. There you go. But basically what happens is because this podcast that Bianca's recorded is apparently it seems like everyone in the world has listened to this podcast, right?
Yeah.
It's worldwide say famous now.
Even
It's
in
on
Bali, people are listening
Yeah,
to it, Rob.
it's crazy this pod the reach that this podcast has had. And obviously because all podcasters are scum, they keep saying this. Like Kat keeps attacking podcasters, and I'm like, this is
I
us
know.
now. I'm starting to feel personally attacked.
So
They are.
that thanks, Kat. You've not just
Yeah.
made somebody think, I wonder if there's an EastEnders podcast. And go, yeah, well, they'll be
There
scum
is.
if there is
And they'll be
one.
absolute scum of the earth if they do present it. And to be fair, she ain't far wrong, let's be real here.
I mean, anyone can get a mouth
Hey, you
these
know,
days, Rob. Come on.
if the cap fits. So what occurs because of this podcast and, all the sort of resulting furore because of it? Mysterious man arrives on the square and knocks on Sonia's door. Bianca has seen this bloke first, and before he said who he was, did you have any sort of idea who this bloke might be?
Who did I think at first? I did suspect, can't remember when it was though, but at one point before he said who he was, I was like, is this the real Sonia's dad? Is that
The real
how
Mr.
the
Kant?
yeah, I did Terry Cant.
Who came up with that for his name? I mean, honest to God,
Bad name for a Cockney accent,
it
that would be,
really is.
isn't
It
it?
really,
I don't know who I was suspecting. I did suspect it could have been somebody else, but it's gone out of my brain because we know who he is now. But yeah, who did you
Yes.
suspect it was?
I wasn't sure because when Bianca was talking to him and he was saying stuff like, "Oh, I haven't seen you since I was a kid," I got the impression, I was like, "Am I supposed to know who this bloke is now?"
Yeah, I did that as well.
Yeah,
Like,
I might be in a really bad fan that I can't remember who this character is. They brought someone back and I can't remember who they are. But turns out he is the real Terry Cant. Now, there was a side of me that kind of was like, I feel like this is because of Rocky. It almost felt like we've sort of been here before, and it was sort of like Terry, the real Mr. Kant coming in. I have to be so careful. The real Mr. Kant coming in and saying who he is. It was sort of like, I feel like if we hadn't done Rocky, this might have felt like even bigger for Sonya than
Yeah,
it
I know what
actually
you mean.
was.
Yeah, it was a bit underwhelming when you were like, oh, I'm your dad. It's like, all right, here he is then. Nice one.
Having said that, I'm very pleased that it went in the direction it did because. When
Yes.
I remember when Rocky first arrived and we all thought he was the real Mr. Terry Cant, we were all, we were sort of like, yeah, but this is a guy that we know used to hit Carol and sort of was a real bastard, basically. Like, we knew that about him. He
Oh,
put
you've been very sweary this episode,
he put the
Rob.
Cant in Terry Cant, he did. This is why we have an E rating on our podcast every
I
week,
have
Rick. That's this
noticed.
is
Yeah.
why.
Does that
This
mean
is
I can say
why.
other words then? Okay.
We can't say the real
Terry
surname.
Cant.
I think we've got to be careful with that one. I tell you what, I was amazed that they managed to go through the whole Rocky era without making a joke about it, and they managed to slip a joke in this week. And I thought they did it very,
They
very
did.
well. I thought they did it very, very
Yes, when
well.
Bianca was Google searching him, yeah, you know what
That's
she
not
typed.
how you spell that, Bianca. Oh yeah,
Good one,
yeah.
yeah.
Very good, very good. Likes that. Very well handled. One of those things where it's just like, I'd love to know what the mood in the room in the editing suite was like when that joke first got suggested. There's a few little nervous. Can we say that? Screw it. Let's see what
No,
happens.
it was subtle enough. They did
Yeah,
well. They did
it was very
well.
good.
Yeah, it
Very
could
good.
have
It
gone
sort
over
of.
people's heads or you could
Yeah,
have
I think
understood
so.
it.
I think so. It was very, very good. So yeah, this bloke sort of turns up and is all sort of apologies and sort of like, yes, I know I should have got
And
in touch with you sooner.
mindfulness.
Yeah, it was all into meditation and
Meditating.
everything. Yeah. Now, did you believe him? What did you think?
What
Because
with
I
the
thought,
mindfulness stuff?
well, I was sort of, now, did you believe he was a good guy? Because I was sort of like, we know
At
Sonny's
first,
leaving this
yeah.
week. So he was kind of like, you've genuinely thought the storyline was going to be daddy comes back into her life again and then they go off
And she's
together
gonna
and that's the
leave.
end.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
genuinely thought, oh, she's gonna go. Do you know what? Yeah, this is my time to get to know him and leave.
Yeah.
And even when Bianca were warning her off him, I did actually think she's not going to believe Bianca, is she? I was like, don't do it again, Sonia. But then again, to be fair, even I didn't believe Bianca at one point. I was like, but he seems like a nice guy. Maybe he has changed. He's talking about all his mindfulness
So,
and, you know.
after everything that Bianca went through, and you still didn't believe her, Ray,
I
honestly.
know, right? Well, I doubted her. I wouldn't say I didn't believe her, but I did. I
It's
were
ever
like, are you
since you.
sure, Bianca? Are you being a bit overprotective?
It's ever since you went meditating under that tree. Anybody that comes like sprouting mindfulness, you believe automatically,
It
don't you?
wasn't under the tree. Our energies, we had some tree bark that had been hit by
Struck by
lightning.
lightning.
Yes, that's what it was, Rob.
Yeah, Ree once went meditating under a tree that had been struck by lightning,
It
and
wasn't under
then.
the tree, it was under the bark of a tree that had been struck by lightning. So they lit it and were
Yeah.
like, woo, and I'm like,
Ooh.
yeah, it smells like burning tree bark. Woo.
Oh, Ray, if you're sniffing things and then going woo afterwards, that has got nothing to do with meditation
Oh,
and
was
mindfulness.
it?
That's just called
Oh, what
acid.
actually was it then? Oh, maybe.
Maybe. You never know. You never know. Anyway, so Bianca is all sort of like, no, let's not do this. This bloke's clearly is a wrong'un. He's a wrong'un. We can't do this. And I agree with you. I was sort of like, how are they gonna? He does seem
Yeah.
all right. He does seem all right
Yeah.
until the penultimate episode of the week, where he went dark again and sort of showed the Terry Cant as was. And I'm actually very pleased that they did that because, like I say, we are aware that Terry Cant used to be like this. And I was pleased that they sort of did him properly and showed that he is still like that.
Yeah, and it goes to show you that they can appear like they're not as well, and how easy it could be for somebody to be taken in by someone like that, because you were doing really well at covering it up,
He
weren't you?
was.
Let's be real. Like to
Word on
Sonia.
you.
It did, it did.
Yeah.
Although then like him and Bianca had words, and then the way that he were like milking that Sonia and Bianca were arguing started making me go,
Yeah,
are you
manipulation.
all that you seem?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, and he leaves with Bianca bruises on her arm as well, doesn't he? Like he proper like yanks her
He
arm and
was
is,
rough with her
yeah,
though, and what
rough,
he was saying
violent.
to her. I was
Yes.
shocked when that happened.
Yeah.
Were you? I were
Yeah.
like,
Yeah. I was pleased that it happened though. I was pleased
yeah.
because I actually thought if this is Sonny's exit and Daddy just returns and then she's off, that's rushed and that
Yeah, I
doesn't feel
agree.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pleased
Yeah.
that it went the direction it did.
But he
And
served the purpose of making
yeah.
Sonia realize that she wanted to leave Walford, which
Yeah.
was, yeah,
Yeah,
good,
which I
because
think worked
otherwise,
better than it was being
yeah.
made, we were being led to believe the storyline was.
Yeah.
The way it worked out, I think worked better than what we thought it was going
Yeah.
to be, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and something that we should mention, very exciting, completely unannounced little return of Rocky. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved
Was not
it.
expecting that.
No,
I've
wasn't
seen a
expecting
few
that at
people
all.
speculating online. Does it mean he's coming back? But I think he just came
No,
back
I
for
think it
Sonia's
was.
exit,
Yeah, I
didn't
think
he?
that was all it was for. Yeah, I can't remember how
Yeah.
long he's in prison for, but it wasn't anything other
Few
than what it
years.
was, I don't think. But it was
Yeah.
lovely to see him. I love
Yeah.
Rocky. I really miss Rocky. I think he was a great character.
I miss Rocky. It was nice seeing him. Do you know what?
Yeah.
I can't believe Rocky came back and we didn't see anything of Carol, bless her.
I know.
Although I guess,
Yeah,
you know, like,
I told you. Yeah.
you did.
But really nice. I think, I mean, it was all a bit sort of like, I'm not quite sure why he's here, but I didn't care. I loved it. It was just a nice little additional element to the episode, wasn't it?
I understood it actually. I think Sonia knew that she was leaving and she'll have
Yeah.
that one last piece of advice. Like she said to him, you've been the most fatherly figure I've had.
Yeah.
And I think her gut were telling her there was something off with Terry as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
think she just needed somebody to say to her, trust, almost trust your gut, like,
Yeah.
do what's right for you. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
but it was really nice to see him, and I'd love Rocky to come back. I really would because I feel like him and Kathy have still got unfinished business.
Yeah.
So they could they there's a
Well,
place for Rocky, I think. I think they could bring Rocky back quite happily if Brian Connolly chooses to come back.
he might come back for Jasper when he gets released.
He might
So, because
be. The
Kathy's
parrot
going to be
still
looking
lives
after the
on.
parrot,
The
yeah.
parrot still lives on. I want to talk about that last episode of the week. The opening
Yes.
minute. I loved that. I love it when they get the drone out, and I thought
Oh,
that opening
yeah.
shot was gorgeous on Thursday's episode. Just the drone flying through the square, one shot, lovely. Loved that.
Did you
With
not think it was
Dot,
serving a purpose
what did you
to
mean?
show us where the garages were? Because that's where we're going to get locked in
No,
later.
I didn't think that. I thought they were
The
just being.
cynic in me, not,
I know,
you know,
right?
just
I
watching
know.
it for the beautiful moment that it
That's all I
was.
was doing. I heard Dot's voice and didn't think about story. I was just like,
Oh, I
Dots and a
know.
beautiful drone shot. Beautiful. I mean, I don't know
Yeah.
why Sonya chose that moment to listen to one of the most miserable monologues that's ever been given. And don't get me wrong, I love that monologue. It's
Yeah.
beautiful, beautifully written, and June Brown was an absolute stunning performance throughout the whole
Yeah.
thing. But my God, like, I don't know why you would choose to listen to that to make yourself feel better because she's not happy in that monologue.
Yeah, but Sonia was smiling fondly, weren't
He
she? Like,
was, yeah. Yeah, a
still
bit
nice to
misery.
hear Dot's
Oh,
voice, kind of
miserable
thing, you
Dot. That
know?
makes me happy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
It was
Give
nice
it
though.
its time that
Gorgeous
I
opening
leave so I
moment.
don't end up miserable, actually,
Yeah.
you
Otherwise, that could be me. In 50 years' time, I could be
Yeah.
recording a miserable monologue, and the circle is complete. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
So Bianca, I loved the fact that Bianca went and told her what happened, and Sonia
Yeah.
instantly was like, believed her. That was
Believed her,
good.
brilliant.
Good.
Yeah, that was good. I'm
That
glad of
felt
that as
like
well.
development and progression from the two, actually.
Yeah, and also, like, why would Bianca lie about it
Yeah,
anyway?
because
Like,
that would be
and
extreme.
you've got evidence as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
Let's be
yeah,
real.
yeah. But there was none of that sort of like, oh, no, you did that to yourself. You just want to stop me from being happy. You want to keep me to yourself. None of that. It was just like, Terry did that, did he? Right, let's go sort that out, and stormed out, and it
Yeah.
all came out that she'd done it.
And even then, like Sonia, you're like, oh, so you went for him first, which Bianca did do,
She did,
but
but
his reaction was still
yeah,
so unjust
over
because
the
he could have
top,
just defended himself, couldn't he? That wasn't defense. That was an attack back, weren't it? Let's be
100%,
real.
100%, yeah, 100%. So I'm glad the way that that played out. And then I think later what Sonya does is test him because they have a party, a leaving party at the Albert, and with Terry there and Bianca there. She says, "No, it's all right. I'm not going with him. I'm just going to go and sort of see Whitney, and I'm just going to take some time out." And he gets really angry, and I think that was a deliberate ploy from Sonya to sort of see what his reaction would be and how he would react, and sort of try and get the real Terry out of him at that moment. Did you?
Possibly. I could see that she might have done that actually. She did it publicly as well, which were probably quite smart, just in case he
Wise.
did react physically. Which he still could have done had Jack and everybody not come out and started witnessing it.
Yeah, hasn't
I
changed
mean,
whatsoever, basically.
do you know what though? Bex were all ready to go to Bali with a stranger as well. Like, some were a bit
Yeah,
like,
but
have you not learned though that maybe you shouldn't have gone off with a stranger in the first
yeah.
place? Like, was
I
that a
mean,
smart move?
Bex is all sort of like travel. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, that sounds great.
Bali,
Yeah. Yeah,
love
Bali.
Bali, love a
Love
bit
Bali.
Bali.
Bali's great. Yeah, love it.
Bex has gone as well now then.
Yeah.
And we saw a bit of Bex with Lily, so is Lily going to be
Yes.
missing Bex now, I think?
Really nice stuff between Bex and Lily. I liked that because Lily obviously, again, is suffering from the grief of losing Martin. Her and Stacey aren't in a great place together. So she's also doing drugs and stuff, isn't she? Was it for drugs? She took the money for it? Wasn't it? Yeah, because she wanted to go to this
So
party. Yeah.
Lily
Yeah.
conned Harvey into letting her
Yeah,
do
that's
some
it.
work at Cats Cabs,
Yeah.
stole the petty cash money,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
went and bought some weed, smoked it all, and I think she were looking after Charlie as well at the
Yeah,
time.
not good.
She seemed kind of with it, but also not with it.
But like,
So
I love the fact that Bex turned around and went, "You're stoned. I can see it, and I recognize the smell because I've lived places. I've lived in countries where that's the natural aroma. You're
that's why I'm
stoned."
surprised more people didn't notice it with
Yeah,
Avani carrying it
yeah.
around. So fair that
They're not as they're
she
not as
did
well
notice it
travelled as
publicly
Bex in
straight
Wolford,
away.
are they? To be fair,
Well,
so.
fair play to her for fulfilling her big sister role to
Yeah, it
Lily
was
there and
nice. It
helping
was
her.
nice. It was nice because she gives her the money. It's just like, I don't want it back. Just sort your life out, all right? Don't do this again. This is a point. She kind of gives Lily that moment of like, right, so this is the moment for you to just sit and reflect about where you are right now. You can go one or two ways from here on in. You can sort yourself out, or you can keep falling down. It's up to you. But this is the 40 quid to pay back for that petty cash.
But then she didn't she didn't chuck it away though, did she? Because then Jean found it later at the house. So
Yeah.
she still didn't actually listen to, because I've got a feeling that Ivani's going to stop now, but
Yeah.
Lily's going to carry
Lily's
on.
going to carry
That's
on.
the vibe I'm getting, because Lily seems to handle it okay, if you know what I'm saying. Like, when, you know
Yeah, I
what I
know what you
mean though?
mean.
Like, people aren't noticing it when she's
Apart
doing
from,
it, if you
yeah,
know what I
no, I
mean,
know what you
other than
mean. I
Bex.
other than Max, yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But
But then again, maybe. Go on.
I just feel like Jean's now on it now, so
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
she's not going to give Lily a moment's peace from here on in, is she?
That's
They've
true.
agreed not to tell Stacey, but how long that lasts for remains to be seen.
And now that as well, weren't Charlie playing around with bags, and
Yeah.
maybe that will be enough for Lily to go,
I
okay,
thought they were going down the route of like, it was an empty bag, wasn't it? I was like, oh my God, is Charlie eating it? That's terrible. Like, I thought they
no,
were going down
thank
that
God they didn't
route.
do that.
No.
So yeah, maybe she will stop, but
We'll
I don't know.
see.
I wouldn't be
I'm not
surprised if she
convinced.
did carry on.
Yeah, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced because she's
Maybe be more
struggling.
secretive about it.
Yeah, she's just like, no, the lesson here is don't get caught. That's the lesson I've learned from this. So we'll see. But I feel like
Possibly.
Lily's struggling big time at the
Bless
moment. So I
her.
feel like that's not the end of that. So they have a big old confrontation, Bex and Bianca and Sonia
Yes.
and Terry. And Bex throws Terry into a garage, locks the door. Fair.
Yeah,
That's
why
the way to
not?
deal with it, isn't it?
That was
And then,
her impulsive reaction, I
yeah.
think, to what was happening, weren't
It was very
it?
good. Yeah, well done. And they just lock him in the garage. They've got his tickets to go, and they've got his car, and they've got his boat. They nick all of it, and they're off.
Why not? Why
Fair.
not?
Well done. And then tell George to let him out in 3 hours.
Well, I did think it were a bit contradictory of Bianca to be locking someone in a garage, did you not think? I know it's only for a couple of hours, but.
Yeah, well, she did say, to be fair, I know what that's like. So chill out, and then we'll let you out. Because that's rough. So there was a
Well,
comment that made about that.
okay. All right, okay, but still, anyway, it got the ending that we needed. It were a
Yeah.
nice way for Sonia to leave, and Bianca as well, because we had Bianca for quite a while, haven't we, this
We've had
season?
Bianca on and off for like a year, well over a year,
Yeah.
well, since Whitney's exit. So this has
Yeah.
been, it's been a good old stint for Bianca, and I think a very strong stint for Bianca as well. I think it's been a
Yeah, I
great Bianca
agree, because
stint.
sometimes when characters return for stints, they can be quite
Yeah.
weak. Like, they might not get good storylines, but it has been a good one for her, yeah.
The answer to who is going to get Sonia's house was answered this week. Lauren and Peter have got it, and they're just going
Called
to pay
it, I
Sonia
said Lauren.
rent. Yeah, so they're just
Yeah,
going to pay
good.
Sonia rent. So that's where they're, that's the new occupants of that house.
Once the knights are out and back in the Vic.
So do you think that that is the very, very end of Sonia? Do you reckon that
Yeah,
she might be back?
they've left it open. Natalie Cassidy's having a break. Could be
Yeah,
5 years, it
she
could be
should be
10 years,
back.
it could be
Yeah,
15 years, but
she could be
they
back.
could, let's be real, they could have killed her off. In the anniversary,
They
they could have
could.
killed her and Martin off if they wanted
God,
to,
imagine
really.
that. Imagine that.
But they easily could have, so they've definitely left the door open.
What I love is that Bianca has gone with them. Left Morgan to his own devices. See you
Well, he's,
later.
what is he, about 18 now,
Yeah.
Morgan?
Well,
Believe
to
it
be
or not.
fair,
Wow.
he didn't seem that bothered that she'd been locked up in a garage for 3 months. So why should she care? In fair.
You know, she's in Bali. They might not stay in Bali for long. They might just have a little holiday, then come
I feel
back.
like, realistically, Sonia and Bianca living together abroad full time, that's not got longevity to it, has it?
Mate, do you know what I'm amazed at? That she managed to get Julia a passport sorted already. Fair play to you, Sonia. Well done
Yeah,
doing that.
that's not easy either. That's
No,
not
because
easy.
they don't just go on the mum's passport these days. They have their own little passport now.
You know when Beck said, "Oh, we can pay to get the names changed on the tickets." I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that is a thing.
I did not know that was a thing. That seems like a very easy way of stealing airline tickets.
That's true. Maybe you have to be the person who booked it to be able to do it or something. I don't know. Oh, but then, no, but you
That
can,
Sonia's
because I
name
have
was on
been
it,
the
yeah.
person. I have been the person who took somebody else's place before, so it is a
I did
thing.
not know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Noted for whenever I want to
Yeah.
steal a holiday in future. That's just possible to do. Excellent.
Yeah.
But a nice exit for Sonia. We've got, just
Yeah.
accumulated, I think, our fifth Julius theme this year. So we're raking them
Wow.
in this year.
Wow.
I don't think we've ever had
Well,
this many in 1 year.
but yeah, Karen and Bobby still didn't get one, so they're obviously coming back soon because, you
Obviously,
know.
yeah. Well, Bobby's still to be revealed as the attacker of Cindy, don't forget.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Next month, like
absolutely.
next month.
Absolutely. Gold star this week, Ray.
You know what? I know I'm going to give it to Bianca. I'm giving it to Bianca for helping Sonia see the real Terry.
Yeah, and let's give Sonia our last gold star, shall we? There you
Yeah,
go.
good
Sonia and
time.
Bianca, gold stars this week. Lovely. Nice exit. I liked the exit. It was fun. It felt like the last episode of the week was really nice. It was
Do you
good.
know what? Do you know what I did like though about the exit, right? She could have got really sad about finding out who Terry was, but instead she were able to laugh and be like, do you know what? Don't need him anyway.
No, use it to your
You've been
advantage. You
here
got me a
2 days.
holiday. See you later.
You're not a nice guy. Don't need any more, you know, not nice guys. I've got my sister and I've got my daughters. Bye.
Yeah.
Done.
Nice. I mean, what's going to
Silly.
happen with Terry? I feel like we're not going to see Terry again. I don't think we're going to see him leaving the garage and realize that his car's gone, his
No.
boat's gone, and his holiday's gone. I don't think
No,
we're
I
going to
think
see
they'll just, I
that.
think we might have George go. I'll let him out and,
Well,
you
he
know, he
were
weren't very happy. Yeah,
happy. He
yeah.
was quite
That'll be
cross.
it.
Yeah, and that'll be it. Yeah, there we go. Right, ladies and gents, as usual, final bit of the podcast is some comments from you.
So, a bit of news before we get to the comments. It has finally been announced that the British Soap Awards are returning for
Yes,
2025, I believe, on
indeed.
the 31st of May,
Yeah,
2025.
something like that. I don't think it's a live show again. I think they're pre-recording it again, so I don't
Yeah.
think it's live.
And yes.
Yes.
But get voting if you're not
Yes,
already
please get
voted.
voting. Yes, it's
Preferably for EastEnders, of course, not
obviously
that we're
for EastEnders.
biased.
Obviously for EastEnders. Best soap, please. I
Yeah.
think there was a bit of a kickoff because I think it was the Soap Awards. Steve McFadden's not up for the best dramatic for one of the voter
Yeah.
categories, but I feel like there's
However,
going to be other categories that he's eligible for that are voted for by a panel, I think.
potentially, or do they do like, are the awards for this year going to be based on things from 2024 as well? Because he's really
Maybe.
been prominent in 25, hasn't
Yeah.
he?
Maybe,
So if he
maybe.
doesn't, you'd think for next year. But it is still surprising that he's not had any recognition that we know of yet. But
I think just kind of just wait till we see what all the other categories are that are voted for on the panel before we kind of light our torches about that. But yeah, but Patsy Palmer's up for a comedy award. Angela Winter's up. I think Kelly Bright's up. Lacey Turner's up.
Nice Turner,
So yeah. So lots of things EastEnders wise to vote for.
Davin
So
Chowdhury, I think best
yes,
villain. So
so
that implies
get
to me he's
voting.
based on 24 then, because
Maybe,
he
yeah.
literally died at New Year. So yeah.
Yes, exactly. So get voting, please, people. And first comment this week, Ree.
We've got a comment from Sarah who says, "I've really enjoyed certain parts of this week, with the scenes featuring Yolande and Yavahn standing out as particular highlights. I love the role Yolande plays in the square now and how she supports everyone around her. I'm pleased that Sonia and Bianca reconciled and left together, but I found Terry's character entirely pointless. There was no development at all, so I'm struggling to see the purpose of his inclusion."
I would say that A, the point of Terry was so that they needed somewhere to go, so they got off to Bali on the back of a boat. That was the point of Terry. Also, I do kind of think that the lack of development was exactly the point of Terry because he hadn't developed since he was with Carol. So that kind of, you
And
know.
also, potentially, we're viewing a bit of Sonia's closure. We know she was looking
Yeah.
for a dad. She's
Yeah.
found him. She doesn't need
Yeah.
him.
Don't want him. Yeah, and quite right too. Anne Stones has said, "I thought I'd clicked on an old EastEnders for a start, hearing Dot's voice. They put June Brown in the closing credits because of this, which was a nice touch. Sonia, glad she went off with Bianca and Bex and not Terry." I really liked that little Dot scene. It was lovely. Yeah, it was, and they did throw her into the credits as well, which was a nice touch. Yeah,
Very
it was
nice.
nice. I loved that opening shot so much. I love it when they get the drone out and like just show us the entire set and the square, and it's all sunrise and beautiful. It's got the prettiest soap set of any soap, I would say.
Yes, and I reckon we'll see it again. When the Queen Vic's been refurbed, I think
Yeah.
that we'll get introduced to it hopefully by the
Maybe.
drone shot. That would be quite
Maybe.
nice, wouldn't
I love
it?
it when they get the drone out.
We've got another comment from Justy B who says, "The brass neck of Kim to sit there filming Bianca having a panic attack because of the anxiety and trauma from Reese when she's had the same thing from the car crash with Denzel is quite literally the most horrible thing I've seen her do. The Kim Fluster thing has always been a bit annoying and sometimes it can be a little funny, but this was too far and very inconsiderate of her."
Agreed. Yeah, I have to say. I have to say. I think that idea you came up with, like, what would it be like if Kim got cancelled? That's a fascinating route to take that story down, actually. Yeah, I'd love to
I
see
think it
that.
kind of needs to happen though,
Yeah,
because they're
I
just
do.
completely, it's too out of character all this that she's doing, and none of us are enjoying it anyway. It's
Yeah.
not even funny anymore.
No. It kind of gives an sort of unkind impression to influencers as well. Like, they're not like that. They don't, a
No.
lot, like, most influencers just don't do that. Most influencers will sit at home and like make a 10-minute little video of themselves and what their day is, so, as opposed to just shoving a camera in someone's face like an over-exuberant journalist.
Do you know what? The only character I could think that that might suit is somebody like Janine if she turned into an influencer.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean?
absolutely.
Because it's
Yeah,
such a
there's got to be
mean
that
thing
level
to
of
do.
vindictiveness about it. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think get that sorted, please. And finally, Chris Davis has said, "Thought it was a good episode and a great farewell for Sonia. However, would have liked to have seen a little interaction between Sonia and Phil, legendary characters, and having the Jamie link." Well, Phil did pay for all the drinks at the Albert, apparently. They
Oh, yeah, but
said there was
wasn't
a bit of.
there.
No, but wasn't there. But I know what you mean though, because Sonia and Phil did have a quite a interesting relationship at one point after the Jamie stuff.
And he even
So,
helped pay for some of her legal fees, didn't he, when
yeah, he
she
did.
were,
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
imprisoned.
yeah. So would have been nice, but you know, actor availability. I think it's just one of those things sometimes, isn't it? And I think they managed to fill the Albert up with quite a lot of characters because we haven't seen Penny for weeks, and she was in there. So, thought that
Oh,
was quite nice
yeah.
to see.
Bidding farewell to her cousin, of course.
Indeed, indeed. So that's it for this week, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get involved with the comments, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
Hell
And
yeah,
we'll
you
be
can.
here at the
Yes.
same time next week.
On
No,
time. No,
at
not
the
at the same
normal
time.
time
On
next
time
week.
next week.
On Saturday next
Yes.
week.
Yes. All being well, we should be here at the usual time next week. Talking of next week, Easter on the square. And
Ooh,
all I would
nice.
say is I've seen a picture, and if you thought Nigel couldn't be any more adorable, you wait till you see him in a rabbit outfit.
Oh, Nigel.
I
Yeah.
know, very, very sad. So make sure you're here for that. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.